listening to Radioactive. This is CBC Radio 1. I'm Rod Kurtz in for Adrian Pan. Well, you could go to the nursery or greenhouse to buy a tree this summer. And, of course, you'd have to plant it yourself, too. Or you could get in touch with Plant Forever. And they'll do it all for you, for free, to an extent. They'll do it because their only goal is to get as many trees planted in personal yards as possible. Marmik Patel is president and founder of Plant Forever and joins me now. Hello, Marmik.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. Thanks for joining us today. So,
thank you for having me.
Just give us the simple description. What does Plant Forever do?
So we're an Edmonton-based nonprofit organization that plants trees. Our goal is to develop urban forests by planting trees at home and raise awareness about the climate crisis.
How did this start? How did Plant Forever come to be?
So thanks for asking. So I founded Plant Forever nearly 3 years ago with the goal of creating an organization and planting trees. Soon it evolved to focusing on planting in cities, specifically homes. For the first year, it was just me trying to figure things out. How would I manage such a thing? What kind of goals would we have? And with the support of my parents in the next 2 years, I started really getting to understand what this organization is and where we're headed. By the time we reached the second year, I was able to establish a 6-person executive team, and I had 30 to 50 volunteers. I was also able to incorporate the organization provincially.
So was it, why trees for you? Just that, obviously that's something you hold near and dear. Why was that important to you?
I've always connected with trees. I felt that they're very easy to plant, and they're one of the biggest things individuals can do. One of the simple and biggest things individuals can do to help mitigate climate change.
Why urban forests? Why planting trees in cities?
We wanted to focus on something that doesn't have as much attention. There's a lot of organizations planting on federal land, and the city is planting on their land, but at homes, there's a shortage of trees, and a lot of people want them. Trees have a massive impact on the city, whether it reduces pollution or reduces the heat level. So we thought this is a great place where trees are required, and this is where we can enter in and support.
So far, how many trees have you planted?
So directly in Edmonton, we planted around 300 trees across the city at hundreds of homes. And through an environmental campaign that we took last year, we've led supporters to pledge to plant on our website just under 10,000.
Wow. Tell me about that campaign. How does it work?
Sure. So on Arbor Day last year, we initiated an environmental campaign on our Instagram and website with the aim to plant trees and raise awareness about climate change. We posted a video on Instagram where we promised to plant one additional tree for every 100 views the video gets. The post itself spoke about climate change, so as people shared it, more were able to learn about the crisis. In addition to our personal pledge, we encouraged our supporters from the post to head over to our website and pledge to plant a tree themselves in 2019. Ultimately, the video amassed over 1.7 million views, requiring us to plant over 17,000 trees in the near future. At the same time, our supporters pledged to plant nearly 10,000 trees in 2019 through our website.
How did that feel to see the video get that many views?
Yeah, it was amazing. We had no idea that it was going to happen. I remember working with my executive team that night when we posted it and seeing the numbers go up little by little. And by the time the day was over, it had, I think, a few hundred views or a few thousand, but definitely not that many, something closer to what we expected. And the next day when I woke up and checked my phone, it had gone viral. It was on everyone's story. There were celebrities sharing it, and it was everywhere. And we're happy that such a goal was created, so that as an organization, we're able to move in that direction of eventually meeting that 17,000 tree goal and surpassing it.
Right. Okay, so somebody listening to this may say, okay, I'd like a tree. How does the process work? How does it all work to get that to make that happen?
It's super simple. Essentially, they would go over to our website, plantforever.org, and there's an accept a tree page where they would register. They would write their address, what kind of tree they want, when do they want it, and then our volunteers get in touch with those homeowners, and they'll eventually go over to their home and plant trees.
Okay, so the first one is free. Now walk us through what happens after that.
So we wanted to encourage homeowners to plant trees and not let financial not let money be too much an issue. So to encourage that, we made the first tree free. Whenever a homeowner wants a tree, wherever they want it, the first one is on us. For each additional one, we require a minimum donation of $10, because as a nonprofit, donations is the way we continue running our organization. And at each home, we plant a maximum of 5 trees, but homeowners, if they want additional ones, they can request.
What kinds of trees? What varieties?
Oh, we have 4 different varieties, and our homeowners tend to love them. First of all is the red maple, which is the most in demand. The second is the Schubert choke cherry, which is one of the purple leaves. It's very common around Edmonton. We have a black cherry and a Colorado spruce. The latter two are much bigger trees that are great for homes that have a little bit more space in the backyard.
Where are you sourcing those?
So we've been ordering trees from nurseries in different places. But last year we ordered a bunch from Ontario, while making sure that the species that we order, that they're not too invasive or they don't impact homes in a negative way. As we move forward, I'm planning to connect with local organizations or local areas where people are able to provide land so that we can grow our own trees and make that process a little bit easier.
So right now, I believe your organization's running 100% on donations, right?
100%, yes.
What are you hoping to do in the future? How would you like to see this grow? Give me a bit of your vision for the future.
For sure. So financially, we're hoping to get in touch with sponsors or other companies that support us. It's great to hear that different homeowners and individuals support us 100% through their donations. As I move forward, the goal is to expand where we plant trees and how many we plant. So in Edmonton, I want to involve even more youth. Our executive team and a majority of our volunteers are all youth, and I want to involve even more in Edmonton, engaging them in climate change mitigation. I also want to reach out to even more Edmontonians and let them know, hey, we exist, and if they want any trees planted at their home, they can reach out to us. In the future, I'm also aiming to expand the organization to different cities so that we can plant more trees and raise more awareness about the climate crisis.
Well, Marmik, unbelievable what you've done so far in a short period of time, and we wish you the best of luck with it in the future. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Marmik Patel. He is president and founder of Plant Forever.